This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and you gotta fuck a lot of Ray J's to find your Kanye.
I'm Brandi Posey, and my favorite part in Love Actually is when Hugh Grant starts World War III because of a crush.
I'm Tess Barker, and if you can't handle me on my coffee, you don't deserve me on my weed.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
From the theme song. Welcome to the show, everyone. Very special remote edition. Mm-hmm. Top secret location in Palm Desert.
Yeah. We actually even don't know where we are.
Yeah, we literally we don't know.
We drove in under the cover of darkness.
Yeah. So far we've only left once for a strip mall nearby.
Yes.
And last night a very fruitful and delightful, literally fruitful trip. Yeah. To an IHOP down the road.
Yeah.
Fruit compoteful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're not getting fresh fruit at
no.
Especially not at 5 a.m.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. We're on a writing retreat working on some stuff. So, you know, it's just been a weekend.
How do you guys feel about this weekend?
I feel good.
I feel like we got a lot
done. We got a lot of shit done.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff. You guys, just wait. Lady to Lady is going to blow your mind.
Just you wait.
I think 2016's our year.
It's our year. That said, I feel like it was like, it really was like a weird, whenever I do something like a writing retreat weekend like this, it's really like, it fucks up your sense of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And self. Like you just feel like so weird and out of it.
Yeah, like I don't really understand how many days have passed.
Exactly.
It's cool though. It's a really cool feeling to just be kind of like, I don't know, tucked away.
To be kind of like immune from like mankind.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Especially because this whole place we're in feels deserted. Yeah. There's like wind blowing everywhere.
Yeah.
The only person we've talked to besides each other is an IHOP waitress.
Who seemed to have a real hard time at work.
Yeah, she was having a real... Hey, if you ditch on your waitresses...
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. Obviously. Yeah, just don't do it. Our poor
She was telling us about how some... She was like trying to like prevent some people from dining and dashing. Yeah,
poor woman. It's, you know, I mean, she has the graveyard shift at IHOP. I mean, that's got to be like essentially the same thing as being like a warden in a jail.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like battening down the hatches and pulling like baby chairs like in front of the doors so people wouldn't ditch on the other side of the restaurant.
That said, we did find out as we were leaving that she just finished nursing school. So very happy for her. She
looks like she's getting out of there.
Yes. Yeah.
Felt really good about it. But really good. We really got a lot of
it. It would be really funny if like when she was a nurse, she was always like, may I recommend the bonbon pancakes to fix your flu? Or like, she keeps getting it mixed up, you guys.
Yeah. Hello. I mean,
did you ask for a scalpel? Because I brought a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
You're gonna want that. Do they still have the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Yeah, they did. It was a pancake option. One of the pancake options.
What is the Rudy Tooty?
The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity is 2 eggs, 2 bacon, and 2 pancakes.
Yeah, but with like some fruit on top.
Oh, I was like, where's the fruit? Fresh.
I think the fresh and the fruity part.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually pretty low on fresh and fruity of the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah. There's not that much fresh and fruity. There's way too much Rudy Tooty on
there's
the
There's a
pancakes.
Lot of Rudy Tooty.
Who's Rudy Tooty? Is
Cliff.
That named after?
Well, Cliff used to like it. He would go put on his like Groucho Marx mask.
Cliff?
On. Who's Cliff?
From Cheers?
You guys don't know Cliff from IHOP?
No.
What?
Are you guys kidding me?
No, I don't know who Cliff from
IHOP is.
Cliff here from IHOP. It was a very famous commercial when we were kids. Cliff, Google clip from my house. He would go and he would order the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, and then he would put on the Groucho Marx mask and eat the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Why? What did he put on the mask?
That was just like their
Is he just a goofball?
Cliff, yeah. For some reason, Cliff was always just eating breakfast by himself, and he was always in a good mood about it. He loved
IHOP. Cliff is in a bad way.
What happened to Cliff?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like if he's like eating at IHOP all the time by himself, like Cliff is like midlife crisis dad.
Eating at IHOP alone is especially depressing.
You know, I've had some good experiences eating at IHOP alone.
I mean, once in a while, but not all the time. you don't want to constantly be
just
there by yourself
trying to find your Cliff.
Yeah. Maybe if you found a good IHOP.
That's true. If you were just, it was just like your regular breakfast spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather eat at IHOP every day than at one of those like hip overpriced diners.
I mean, depends on the food. Yeah. The food at IHOP is horrible.
They do have
I think I'm just always drunk when I'm there.
I just like, I can't get most of the stuff there.
They do have real eggs, I think. So I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's key.
Yeah, they're not like the powdered
eggs. Yeah, fuck that shit.
I wish powdered eggs, I never heard that phrase.
That's disgusting. They're the worst.
Oh, God.
They made vegan eggs. Our friend, listener, Jessica, works for the company that just, I don't know if I'm giving away too much.
Ooh.
But I'm interested to try those. I don't know.
I'll try that. I've had some pretty good... Trader Joe's is like a vegan egg salad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Just like yes, it is.
It's just tofu, right?
It's just tofu, I think.
Put stuff in.
Yeah.
I like vegan scrambles with tofu.
Yeah, fuck yes. I'm ready to turn vegan in 10 years when I can get...
vegan in 10 years.
When I have absolutely nothing I really have to change about myself. When it's all already adapted for me.
Put it on the calendar.
Oh, I see. So like once it's caught up. Okay, what do you guys think about this? I guess they are doing something where they've started to genetically make like they're making meat parts, but just the parts in a lab.
Okay.
So they're making like just
so they're just making like chicken wings.
So it doesn't
themselves.
Actually come from an animal technically because it's just.
That's good, I guess, right? Well, you're not killing any animals.
Yeah, I was thinking. Like, I mean, I guess I would think it would be more ethical to eat that.
I mean, it sounds creepy as fuck, but right? It makes more sense. I mean, but it's you're not killing any animals.
I don't
want to
know that scientist. Just growing these ham hocks.
Going to the ham hock factory.
Yeah,
just a bunch of like a la carte ham hocks.
That's really. I guess that's good though. I mean, that is what's going to happen.
No, I think that's what.
I mean, that might happen.
It's much better for the environment than.
Yeah, and then like if we could get rid of industrial farms, which I don't. I mean, I don't know how that would happen with all those companies, but.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually. I've been a while about this, but industrial farming is very or of meat is really bad for the environment.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. I mean, man, that would be amazing if that could happen.
Right?
Yeah,
I think that is the future. Like, I think that we're just gonna be essentially making meat in a lab.
Well, we're gonna be like, it's gonna be fucking Star Trek. You order a thing and it just it materializes in your microwave or whatever.
I still won't eat that though. Even when meat is
you want
made
real
in a
food.
Lab,
yeah,
I won't eat that.
But they're gonna get to a point where like I think it's like almost the exact same as real food.
No, but I guess I won't eat it because to me, I still think of it as.
Oh,
meat.
No, I meant like veggies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Make me some space veggies.
No, you still don't want meat. Like, it's
still. I still don't want meat.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good thing not to want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't eat that much meat, but like, I would like to be a vegetarian, but I just really want a burger every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say. I don't know if that goes away eventually forever. I think it does. Like, because I stopped eating meat when I was so young. Like, when people, I'm like, I never want it because I was so young when I ate it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's like for people who like give up meat later in life. Mm-hmm. Like, I think eventually, brain just does do that switch.
Like, textures change to you too. Like, that would, I think, would probably be the thing that if you stayed away from it for a while and you came back, you'd be like, oh, this tastes really. Tastes like murder. Like if you didn't eat meat for a long time, you could probably feel that.
Yeah, like something switches in your brain and you just stop thinking of it as food. Like it's not at all tempting to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. IMHO.
Oh, I get that.
But I think it's almost even like, you know, I guess it's the same thing with sugar and shit like that. Like if I don't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, your taste buds like change and you're just like adapted to not doing it. Sugar. Remember that joyous week where we tried to do that?
I made it like 14
years. I'm so addicted to sugar. It's so awful.
Do you think... Okay, what are your... Okay, top three addictions.
Oh, God. I mean, sugar. Food in general, sugar. But sugar.
Sugar number one.
Sugar number
Without
one.
Without a doubt.
Sugar, like, including, like, bread and, like...
Yeah.
And sweets or whatever.
I put sweets even further up.
I yeah.
Real sweet tooth. It's a problem.
Sugar. I've cut. I mean, a lot of my other vices aren't as bad as they used to be.
Is that the only thing you think you're addicted to? Yeah. I definitely. My number one is caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is weed. I guess exercise I'm somewhat addicted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no. Not as much as like caffeine is like I literally can't live without it.
Right.
Yeah. I think sugar is basically mine. Yeah.
Yeah, I think sugar, and then like I mean performing
the stage. I'm addicted to the stage.
We should talk about our friend. I don't know where he is. He's been gone for a while.
Oh, yeah. So we met a kitty.
Yeah.
And we're trying to decide if we need to take him back to LA.
Yeah, we can't decide because he seems like he's a stray. I mean, he's yeah. not like too fucked up or anything, but he has balls.
He has
yeah.
balls. That makes me think he's for sure a stray.
He's got yeah. balls and no collar. He's very friendly. I got this little like 1-year-old black kitty cat that is coming into our
Yeah, he's our very Airbnb. Nice.
I love him.
He's really
like
sweet.
We didn't see him all weekend and then he just appeared today.
He just appeared cool. after all of our hard work and
yeah.
toil. He was our gift.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he's magical. And like, you know, kitties are usually like, they take a minute, but he has that dog quality of like, what
yeah,
is
Yeah, he was just like, hey.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
I don't know where he went.
Kitty.
He disappeared as quickly as he came into yeah. my lives.
Oh, jeez.
It never happened.
I'll see.
We have photos to prove it.
Do you remember that other time we found a cat in the parking lot of
Silver Lake Lounge?
Silver Lake Lounge.
Yeah.
And then I had to find someone for him. That's all. That's where he was.
How long did you have that kitty?
I think like a week or something. Kitty. Yeah.
Man, there's nothing worse than like, Barbara just had it the other day when you see a stray dog and you try to catch it and it, like you can't get it.
Yeah, I saw one when I was walking yesterday. It yeah. just like ran away. I
spent so many hours of my life trying to like corner stray dogs.
Me too.
To be like,
oh yeah, hey. Me and my friend in Salt Lake, that used to be like our thing. We would just like pick up dogs and find where they lived.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great teen hobby.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Teens, if you need a hobby, there's a hobby I could do.
Yeah. Speaking, yeah, I actually realized that I like was kind of spiraling out of control with dogs because I was on my way to go pick up Bianca, my foster, from the pound, mm-hmm. and I saw on that Facebook group that there was a girl who was trying to get a stray dog and she uh-huh. needed a car to pick her up. Mm-hmm. So on my way to go get a different
oh
dog,
my God.
I met up Tess. With this girl who I didn't know in Highland Park. And I was like, with this,
you're getting,
girl.
This is your addiction. You
yeah,
gotta,
so I was like, stop. I had a moment where I was like, this is,
yeah, this
far.
Is too much.
Yeah. 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 Just stared into the face of your dog addiction and said, this is,
yeah,
rough.
Tessa's heart is too big. You can't,
I know. I just,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Of course. You want to save them all.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Like, yeah, you know.
Think of the puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I understand animals. Like, I can like communicate with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's great.
Yeah. No, they're the best. They're the best. I have a very symbiotic relationship with my dog that
oh,
like,
I will never
have with a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Best. Love my little guy.
Do you think a lot of it is just like because they can't talk? No. Right?
Oh, that you have a that kind
well,
of
I mean, it's like
them?
They can't judge you. They can't say anything because they can't fucking talk.
Yeah, that's like a nonverbal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they communicate. We think of.
They definitely communicate.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that we have a very narrow definition of like, yeah, they're totally communicating with us.
Right.
They
right.
just obviously don't, you know, yeah. speak the same way we do.
Maybe because words aren't involved. It's like.
I mean, I think that's why it's so special. It's
yeah.
like.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
More than words, guys.
It's like, what's that movie? Oh my God. With Holly, the piano where she's mute.
What? The one with Al Pacino? No. What am I thinking of?
What's the movie with
Scarface? That's not Scarface. Say hello to my little friend. It's a dog.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
I got this chihuahua.
Say hello to my little friend.
It's me, Mario.
Oh man, if Al Pacino played Mario,
that would, and then who would that, be Luigi?
Where's the princess? The fuck, find me the princess.
Yeah, who
Sharon
would play?
Stone is the princess.
My jewelry.
Who would play Luigi?
Luigi. Probably, John Turturro.
Bobby De Niro.
Bobby De Niro's
Luigi.
Oh my God.
And Mario.
I don't think
Mario.
This is the first time we have fantasy casted Super Mario Brothers. We've definitely fantasy casted.
We talked about it. We talked.
I would like to make that movie, but like not give them a script and be like, improvise it.
You guys, yeah, tell us what you think this is about.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a pipe.
Here's a set. You guys figure it out.
I mean, because really, what is the other world? What is the warp zone?
Well, because this is the thing. If you tried
it. Because really, what is the other world?
Because this is the thing. If you actually try to script a Mario Brothers movie, then you get the one that we got with.
Which I liked.
Do you?
Yeah. I haven't watched it for years, but I enjoyed it.
It's like, I'm interested in seeing it.
It's very.
Bob Hoskins. Hey, there he is.
I mean, Should we name him?
Yeah, we probably have to,
that
right?
That's one of my questions.
Sorry.
I was gonna put Barbara on the spot and make her name the cat of the podcast.
Oh.
I can't
start thinking about it now.
Yeah. We'll get to it later.
Kitty.
Bob Hoskins is good in that.
I have like Bob Hoskins. Who else was in that one? He's Mario.
He plays Mario.
Is very bizarre. John Leguizamo is Luigi.
Yes, that's right.
Oh yeah. How hot is John Leguizamo?
Not at all.
Oh really?
What? No.
Are you serious? Oh my God, he's so hot.
I like him in is it City of the Dead? That like evil.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead remake. I like that. I like him in that one a lot. He's pretty awesome.
I just like he's one of those guys that like his androgyny really I find very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not.
I just remember
he's not androgynous,
or like in Tu Huang Fu, or like when he's done.
Yeah, but they're all hot in Tu Huang Fu. Like I don't. He doesn't. Exactly. He does not come across as androgynous to me.
He's got a kind of a feminine quality to him.
Yeah.
I just always think about him as the clown from Spawn. And that kind of ruins him.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen Spawn.
Oh, if you think he's attractive, don't say
it. It's funny when you like associate this one thing with an actor and then it's forever.
Well, it's like we found out this weekend, Tess hates Laura Linney.
Oh, God, hate her. Cannot stand her.
Did that start?
Sorry, Laura Linney.
Is it one specific role that ruined it for
you? Well, this is really uncomfortable because she came down here to be on the show today.
Okay, Barbara. Okay. I really can't handle you trying to make me feel guilty about not liking Laura Linney.
That is good. That is very good.
I do
good,
yell
Laura
at her
Linney.
Every year in Love Actually. Like, I do.
Oh, God,
I yell
she's
at her
so awful in that movie.
That's what I'm thinking of her in. Okay, yeah.
I yell at her constantly in that
movie. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
That
particular plot.
Just fuck the hot guy. Leave your brother alone. That's not what should happen.
Well, no, but like, you could, like have your own.
Give some time for yourself.
Yeah, have your own life separately from your brother who, like, it tries to hit you.
Yeah, and also like nothing's happening when you go see him. He's not like on his deathbed. He's just there. So at least
I can't even remember.
Put your phone on mute and fuck him. Yeah. She has like the really hot coworker who she's like in love with.
Oh yes.
And they finally start hooking up, and her brother. There's somebody from calls, and her brother's like, "Hey, come here so I can hit you."
That's right. Yeah,
exactly. That's basically what happens.
Me and my two friends in college, we used to just fake hit all the time.
Yeah.
That's why it was so funny.
It's a very specific like fake hit, because he it's like fist out, like,
just out of nowhere.
It's what Laura Linney deserves.
Oh. Damn.
That was Tess Barker.
It's a fake hit. I don't
Yeah, it's a fake hit.
I know.
but I do. Isn't that funny though, how we just like, I just think it's funny that we like hate certain people, like you know what I mean, actors and actresses so much.
I think it's like an extension of how just some people in life just rub you the wrong way.
Of course.
You can't really put a finger on why.
And it's easy with a celebrity, because it's like, well, I don't know you, so fuck you. Like, I don't ever have to deal with you.
So you can say out loud, I don't like Laura Linney.
Yeah.
But
somebody you work with, you know, I guess you can say it in secret, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people are going to question it, and they're going to be like, why? And you're going to be like, I just don't like their face. Like, I just don't like them.
Yeah. Man, I will say my hunches are 99% right on people too.
That's what I think it is. Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm pretty much always right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I err on the side of I miss a couple. Get past the filter.
I'm also
very open, and like you're very like nice and optimistic with people.
Yeah.
I'm much more of a
I'm the same way, and also I just like I have a pretty high I don't know. You know, there are assholes out there, but like, unless you do something really horrible, I'm, you know, like going to disregard you probably.
Yeah, I have a pretty low threshold.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, you get a pass unless you're like really being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how it's weird that we have to like see movies with people who we know in them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
How, like, it's like,
oh, yeah.
Obviously, well, you watch, like, independent films, but unless you, like, know the actor, you feel like people just don't see them, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's almost, I wonder if it's just like a just psychological thing where it's easier for us to attach to the character if our brain already knows sort of like what to expect, because then we can kind of just focus on the story.
I think something like that. But it is just funny, right? That we're
that
like,
that is weird.
Yeah, that we like, if it's a person, a stranger, we're like, I don't like, I have no interest in this.
Follow, or at first, at least, or
It's really weird that we're just weird. Like, hey, we know these 50 people, and those 50 people get to keep doing this.
Yeah. Oh man, but like, well, yeah, I was gonna say, I guess even like stage actors, it's kind of the same way. Like, it's hard to get a show off the ground unless you're like a name.
Yeah, it has to be a name. And I guess, well, I think it's a trust thing. You know that they're going to perform well.
That's definitely, especially if, you know, in a play, because plays are so expensive. Mm-hmm. But then a play is different too, because a play does, I've seen, you know, Streetcar Named Desire maybe four times, or I've seen, you know, like it's, there are shows that, you know, you like, and what's interesting is actually the opposite
seeing
of the movie,
different
seeing the different actors do it.
Well, and that, I guess in that case, the character is the thing that you know. Probably right,
like, or the work,
the work,
the show.
Yeah, that's what's familiar about it.
But yeah, like, I do think it's funny though, because it's like, if you see a poster, if you see a movie poster with no one you know on it, you're like, I don't give, well, I don't care. Like, why would I see this?
Is that even if it's a great concept?
Yeah,
that's true.
All right,
but if Will Smith is in it,
how do you become famous? How does that happen?
How be famous?
I just keep looking. Right, there's Home Shopping Night or whatever playing right behind Barbara.
Oh, shit.
And there's
it
just
looks
like a
so
giant.
Good.
No, this is the Chew.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of famous, it's just like Mario Vitale's big face, and they keep showing big close-ups of him in his sweater vest.
Oh yeah, this is a weird
face. This is making me so excited for holiday foods.
I know. Yeah.
I know.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas.
Cheese ball.
Merry Christmas in a few days, everybody.
Oh, yeah,
by the way,
are you guys traveling right now? Listen.
Wait, insert your answer now.
Yeah.
One, two,
talk to
three.
No one right now. Are you traveling? How's your Christmas?
Ho ho ho.
I think we okay. Well, you
we're gonna
you answer that.
Ball. BRB. All right, gang, we're back.
Okay, hi everybody.
I'm Tess Barker.
I'm Barbara Gray.
I'm Brandy Posey,
and we're here with our guest, Black Kitty Cat.
Black Kitty, where is Black Kitty?
I think he's wandering around outside.
Oh my god. All right, let's talk about what we're gonna name. Oh. First, let's plug.
We got some business to take care of.
A couple of things.
Then we'll name the kitty.
I am going to be doing a show in Washington, D.C. on December 26th at the Songbird Cafe. Come to that. I'm producing that whole thing, and I want to meet a bunch of fans. So I'm doing it with a bunch of comics from New York and L.A. It's going to be good. All that's on my Facebook and my website. And then on the 28th, I will be in Sunbury, Pennsylvania at the Eagles Lodge there doing an hour. So come to that show. That's
how far is that from Philly?
It's maybe like 2 hours from Philly.
Yeah.
It's a really cool town in like the middle of nowhere. It's like near State College. It's really close to State College. And it's like the last time that I did a show there, I did like an hour there a couple years ago, and it was a total blast. The crowd was really fun. But then we like walked outside afterwards, and there was like four people sitting on Rascal scooters eating Subway footlongs at like 12:30 at night.
What the
Sounds
fuck?
Delightful.
I was like, what is this coven of witches?
Whoa.
It was real fun. It was a real fun time. So yeah, come to those shows, 26th and 28th, DC and Sunbury, Pennsylvania. And then we're doing a thing right now, a Planned Parenthood thing, which is awesome. So Planned Parenthood's had a really rough year this year.
Yep.
And we wanted to do something to give back. So we actually recorded a special exclusive episode of Lady to Lady, where we're doing the commentary to
It's like a commentary track that you can play along with the movie. Sort of like how you can play Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz. You can now watch
us.
Channing Tatum's hot ass and listen to us talk about it.
So, and listen to our cackle multiple times.
Yeah, exactly.
While watching Magic Mike.
So if you donate $10 or more to Planned Parenthood, forward the receipt email to ladytolady@maximumfun.org, and we will send you a link to that exclusive episode.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. We're recording it with Alan Strickland Williams, who's never seen it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Very funny comic.
It's
and
be super good.
Yeah, so $10 or more by December 31st.
Yes. And for... for every dollar that you donate, Planned Parenthood is actually doubling it from now to the end of the year as well.
Yeah, so double D's, baby. Yeah. Hey. Get those double D's in. Yeah. Well, I want to say I have a show January 7th, Thursday, Noble Experiment at Open Space Theater. Mm-hmm. I don't know the address, but
yeah,
Thursday, January 7th, come to it. It'll be weird.
Yeah. And it's a Christmas episode, so we won't talk about this for a long time, but fuck James Dean.
Yes.
We're obviously discontinuing the segment because
it's been a while since we recorded, but since, yeah, we were sort of on hiatus when that happened.
Yeah.
We do officially want to say, of course, that we certainly believe all the
yeah.
women who are making accusations against him, and we will not be condoning him or anything yeah. he does on this podcast anymore.
Yeah. So fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him.
He's the worst.
And that's
anyway. That. So, what are we naming the kitty?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
So, okay. It was like I don't know. It was windy last night.
It was windy last night. It's a little black cat with yellow eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's friendly.
He's got balls. He's friendly.
Boy, you'd cut off his balls.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's
part of his personality for the moment.
Right now
is that he has balls.
I mean, that's a big moment.
It if is you, when you big.
Tesla.
I would Tesla. Say, I think this was my first time seeing kitty balls, and they're really cute.
Yeah, they're cute. They're like small. Little fur covered.
Yeah.
I feel like cats probably actually like getting fixed because they're so finicky that they're just like, oh, this is disgusting.
Get yeah, that's right. True. Because sure. they're cleaning themselves all the time.
Yeah, they're like, that's less for them to.
Just like less to deal with. Like,
it's like, well, you know, my boyfriend has one nut, and I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm so used to it. Like, now that I have one nut to deal with, don't think I'd go back to two.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather have zero, personally.
I mean, I like a nut.
No.
Yeah. A nut.
I like having a nut. I never minded balls, but, you know, two of them is quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit to deal with.
They're they're taking away the glory.
They're taking away the glory, but like they give you something else. Like it's like something else.
I guess. Yeah.
You know.
It'd
be cool if we evolved down to one ball. I feel like everyone would be a lot more chill.
Yeah. Take some of that. Nice. Yeah. Testosterone down.
I don't know how evolution works.
I forgot to say, I went and got a wax for the first time ever.
Brazilian?
Yes.
You love it?
How'd it go?
It was good. It was so weird. It was like this little Russian lady, mm-hmm. and like, you know how where do you expect to show up for like a wax, like
strip mall?
Yeah, like a strip mall is what I'm thinking where it's gonna be. In like a medical building where like you would go to your dentist.
Are you really? Serious?
Yeah, like that's what it like the building was.
They put a lollipop in your pussy afterwards.
I mean,
you probably need one.
I asked for it. So it was like this little, I like walk in and she's wearing like a little green smock and she's just like sitting there waiting for me.
That's better though. I want someone with like medical precision.
Yeah.
I mean, she was great. She was just like, make you look like a 5-year-old down there.
Wait, she said that?
She said that.
Shit. I love her.
She was great. She was awesome. That's like, I just walked into the room and I was like, she was like, okay. And I was like, I've never done this. She was like, oh, get naked. Just you and me. And I was like, okay. Oh, so I just hilarious. Like stripped down and then. Yeah,
it hurts like fuck, huh?
Yeah, it hurt a lot.
But isn't sex great after?
Yeah, I mean, it was really. I don't think I'd do it again though. It wasn't worth the pain to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that keeps me from doing it all the time is the cost. I love Brazilian bikini waxes.
It was intense. It was just like, I don't know.
It's such a weird feeling to be completely hairless. Like even if you like shave or whatever, there's some hair, but this gets
especially because I'd really been like, all right, well, I better let this go for this wax. Yeah, so it was like full on like winter time, you know?
Your winter coat?
Yeah, my winter coat had grown in.
Last time I got a Brazilian was around Christmas actually too. And I remember I had like my leg up over my head because they get in like inner labe, like
they really get in there. It started tickling and I was like,
there's
laughing.
So many weird people. Like I remember at one point like the chick like put my hand like on my clit and was like, hold this, and like she stretches out your labia and just like really goes for it.
This is the one that blew inside of you?
No, that was different. But I remember I was like, I had my leg up and she goes, and I was wearing Christmas socks and like nothing else, and she was like, wow, you really are into Christmas. And she was waxing my pussy.
Oh my god.
I hope that she saw something like down there, like, that she associated.
Like, do I have like a jingle bell clit that I don't know about?
That's hilarious.
Oh god. Oh, anyway, I don't know what made me think of that, but I had to.
Well, I'm happy. I'm sorry to hear that you didn't.
No, it was fine. I just was like, you know, I get it now. I did it. I don't think I would keep doing it.
Yeah, I love those.
Do you tip that person?
I don't know.
I didn't know what to do because she seemed totally she tipped. Seemed like she, I tipped her, but she okay. like seemed like she didn't. I don't know. She
so
didn't like make
that
it happen.
You basically tip all of the people that do your beauty stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I just like
anybody has to deal with like your
body,
your body.
If
shit.
You touch my body, I'm gonna give you money.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I always assume as much. But I always hate, like, if you, like, get a facial or something, and you're like, I just spent a lot of money on a facial. Like,
well, yeah, and, like, haircuts and shit, they're really expensive. So you're like, well, I'm already paying you.
Yeah.
I mean, I tip every time, but it is. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Me too. It's always
what the deal is.
Okay. Yeah, I always just tip. I think there is, like, a rule of thumb thing of if it's the owner of the salon.
Mm-hmm.
The etiquette is that you don't have to tip. If any of you own a salon, feel free to. I think if you own a salon, the etiquette is that you don't have to tip because all the money is going to them.
Like the owner, you don't have
but
to,
if it's someone who's just renting a chair at a salon, they're having to pay rent.
Yeah, they have to pay rent.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I figure whatever.
Yeah,
if I'm throwing down on my hair, I'm throwing down on my hair.
Yeah, I mean, I tip everybody anyway, but I'm always just like, is it weird that I'm giving you money? I assume it's right.
Yeah.
But never say no. Yeah.
I feel like with with like the advent of like credit card stuff, mm-hmm. I've been tipping like all those iPad Square things.
I hate that shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, fuck you. If you just literally poured me a cup of coffee, I'm not giving you a dollar for that.
No.
I mean, not every time.
If it involves some shit, then sure.
If you're making a drink, like a cappuccino or something, Katie's back.
My coffee is always $3. It does not. I'm not going to give you $4. I'm not going to pay 25% extra every time.
But then I feel like when I pay with my credit card, I feel like it's a dick move to write no tip.
I know. But that's what they're trying to do. I've just gotten used to doing it because now it's I don't feel bad.
Well, my weed delivery place uses that. And like, if I'm buying a shitload of weed, I think delivering to your house, I'll tip you, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to tip them a little bit, but it's like percentage. So it's like, if I order like $200 worth of weed from you, I'm not tipping you $40.
No. Fuck that.
Like,
also, that's still not a lot for them to carry, you know? Not like they're, hefting weights around.
Yeah, it should be about the same tip as the guy who delivers pizza.
Yeah.
Actually, the pizza guy has a harder job.
The pizza should come with the weed.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think most pizza delivery guys are probably carrying weed.
Yeah, so yeah.
They could double it up.
When is that going to start happening?
I think next year.
It needs to be weed restaurants.
Yes.
Like a sommelier.
Sommelier.
And like you have like a bong. A sommelier
with a fucking weed list, and then the food.
Like this Blue Dream pairs really nicely with this.
And then like all of their reviews would be like out of this world.
Yeah,
That's probably happening in like Denver. I could see that.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, is it still technically medical only in California, or is that changed?
I have no idea.
It's medical. Oh yeah, still only medical in California. Yeah. Although I guess my brother was telling me that it's going to be up for vote, and it seems like almost undeniable that it's going to be legalized for recreational because of the success in like Oregon and and Colorado and whatnot.
Yeah.
If you call it recreational, it makes me feel like I should be a rock climber or some shit.
Well, it does have like, it does imply like.
Yeah. Like I'm not going outdoors when I use this.
Oh, I am.
Oh no, I spilled my coffee. All right. What are we going to name the cat?
Okay, so
I'm super obsessed with Hamilton, so obviously my first go-to is something along those
Lafayette?
Lines. Lafayette's a cute name. But also it's like, well, I don't want to name it something I just like right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think you'll like Hamilton.
Well, I will. That's very true.
And I also kind of like when you like, the cool thing about it is you always remember like when you...
Yeah, it's fun to name things when you're like in a phase of liking something because you will always remember it.
So Hamilton... Who would be the Lafayette? That's kind
Anthony
of a long
Rapp.
Name, though. Anthony Rapp.
Anthony Cat.
Anthony Cat. Cathany Rapp.
Cathany.
I'm so glad that I did not have a cat named after him when we had him on the show, so I couldn't be like, and also.
Was that going to be a possibility?
No, I'm saying that would have been terrible.
Cathany Rapp is a.
Cathany Rapp.
Cathany Rapp.
Cathany Rapp.
Lafayette, Burr.
It's weird because it's like it's like a historical figure.
Yeah.
This is Aaron Burr, my cat.
Oh, what if you named him after Lin-Manuel? Lin.
I know. I kind of think about that. Hi, Lin.
Hi, Lin. Linny.
Laura Linney. Hi. Name the cat Laura Linney.
Hey, Laura Linney.
Linney.
Laura Linney. A boycott named Laura Linney.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's kind of my vote, I think.
That's pretty great.
Linney.
Linney's pretty good. Linney's
Tess would have cute. A Laura Linney that she likes.
Yeah, that'll be the first Laura Linney that I like.
Yeah, I like Linney. And then, obviously, full name Laura Linney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Glad.
Full name Laura Linney Manuel.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's an at midnight answer for nothing.
Hey, at midnight. All right. Well, Laura Linney, where are you?
Meow. Meow, meow. Just running around. Getting a little speedy.
You have a name now.
You've been named. That's so weird that, like, mm-hmm. I guess our parents name us, but it's so weird to have the responsibility of, like, naming an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dog Jack is named Jack because his full name is Michael Jackson Heart Attack Jr. because I got him on the day that Michael Jackson died.
Aww.
I like found out at the shelter. The woman was, yeah, that's, do you guys know that? That's how I found out. Like,
yeah, yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah. The woman was like, that was filling out his paperwork. I was super happy. She got a text and she burst into tears. And I was like, are you okay? What happened? She was like, oh, you haven't heard the news yet. Michael Jackson has died. And then she just like sobbed in front of
Whoa.
Me.
Whoa.
She really liked Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's so crazy when celebrities that are that big die because it's like everyone's like you know, you're just like relating to strangers about.
That was weird. I was in a Barnes & Noble and I was on my way to go meet some friends for coffee and I just ordered my coffee and the barista said the Barnes & Noble told me.
Yeah.
And I remember all of us like in line were like, wait, like what? The Michael Jackson? Like they're sure he's
dead? No, a different one.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson, the barista who usually works here.
Yeah. Died.
So could you tip me? Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that thing, that instinct too, though, that everyone wants like to tell everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone like wants to be the first one to tell everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was so funny.
I think you just don't want to be alone with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like big. Yeah, it's news. You want to like.
Hey,
yeah.
Here's some info. Oh, man. Yeah. I liked it because when he died there. So there's two Michael Jackson stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame and like people were congregating at both of them and like a lot of people were just like at the wrong star.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So, wait, what's the wrong star? The other one is
the other one's just like a record producer. It's just
it's not Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
There's
and then there's A.
I mean, it's a pretty common name. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm hmm. Definitely. I just love the idea of like all these diehard fans like congregating at the wrong star. Being
That's
like,
so funny. His ghost is like, hell yeah.
Remember when we did a Thriller flash mob?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. It was bad. It was really bad.
It was really bad. That's probably the worst stage fright I've ever had. I really? Lost it. As soon as people were watching us, I just turned into a kid.
And didn't like remember anything.
No, like all we practiced that dance.
Rented a studio to rehearse.
Oh my God.
And mostly just ate Halloween candy and then rehearsed.
And like I practiced that dance every day.
Could you still pull it off? Do you still know it?
I know the beginning.
I don't know. Yeah, when you march.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I know. Actually, do know it.
I don't remember it
because I took a refresher class last Halloween.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Oh man. The only time I've ever had jury duty was during the Michael Jackson doctor trial.
Ooh.
And it was a blast because all the protesters were downstairs and they were all like wearing one sparkly glove in solidarity.
That's fucking amazing.
It was
oh my
crazy.
God! I want to do something where I have a lot of people protesting.
Yeah. So it well,
I feel like that's very possible.
Die in a a mysterious way.
Okay, but I don't have any like sparkly glove like legacy.
Hat.
Yeah, could Marvel's fans just start wearing sparkly hats? Like that should be. Well, you need to start.
You
wearing
need to wear
one.
It more.
Yeah, that's the
increase
thing.
Your brand
and make it your thing.
Shit. Well, I wanted to be the wig person for a while. I could try that.
I like your natural hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm getting a wig made right now.
You are?
Yeah. Because I need more natural hair for fucking commercial auditions. And I don't want to dye my hair. So
That's cool. It's cool to have the option. Why not?
Yeah.
Fake hair is where it's at.
I don't feel like we take advantage of wigs enough at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anything that you can change may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why is it? It's like we change our clothes. Why is it weird to just like put on a different hair?
It's not part of your, like, there's no nerve endings in it. It's just,
yeah. Hair, just in general, is fucking, like, it's so fucking weird that, like, women have long hair and, like, men have short hair. And we, like, think it's weird if guys have long hair. And, like, it's just so,
yeah, that's a very bizarre
thing that.
It's weird the evolution of how it slowly became more normal for women to have short hair and guys to have long hair. Or I'm sure, like, back in the day, everyone just had long hair.
But, like, physically, doesn't their hair just grow a lot? Like slower than our, I mean, I know eventually it gets long.
I don't think so. My ex boyfriend's hair grew so much better than mine.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He was Mexican, but yeah, his hair grew a lot faster than mine, and he had long hair for a while.
He was Mexican.
Well, you know, like if you're like Latin or
I guess like really thick hair.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's just like such a weird thing that we have so much attached to. Like, I always change my hair color and people are always like, oh, like people like won't recognize
it. Well, it is a huge, I mean, it changes how you look. Like, it's like a, you know.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I've been getting like kind of sick of, I don't know, I thought I wanted to like maybe change my hair color. And then my hairstylist was like, oh my God, no. He was like, that's your thing. And I
was
like, you're right. Like, it was just reassuring.
What would you change it to?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what would I change it to?
No, you can't.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know how I would handle it. You'd be not a blonde.
I know.
Yeah,
I
we're like red, like, blonde, and blue, baby.
Yeah. USA.
I could see with like tips of some different color, maybe. To like a Gwen Stefani. Like
maybe for a little bit.
Yeah.
But you weren't thinking about like a color, were you?
Or I was like, thinking about like, well, I was like maybe, because what are your options really? Red, black, brown.
Well, I was saying you weren't thinking
about
I was thinking of like a
natural color.
Like yeah.
And red, my hair just doesn't, you know, you already kind of are red.
Yeah.
You're the red.
But also, it's weird how like, but it is like that color you really, I mean, you change your hair color a lot though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's kind of like.
That's part of her thing.
What you've gotten used to.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really bother me that much. Mm-hmm. They're all like unnatural colors. So it's all kind of, I change it a lot, but it's all kind of the same. You know what I mean? Like all crazy colors are all kind of like its own thing.
What would you like? Yeah. What's like, I don't know. Who, what, when, where, why? What would you? I'm just trying to think of like the big elements of yourself that you can change. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be so funny to just start dressing as like a whole other like type of person or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If I had money, I would get a lot of temporary tattoos made that I could like take on and off.
Oh, that'd
be
yeah.
huge. Because I like want tattoos really bad, but I don't actually want permanent tattoos.
Well, have you seen the new ones?
Mm-mm.
Actually, they have these tattoos called, I think they're called temporary, I don't know, I'll Google it for you. I want to say they're called temporary ink or something, but they look really real.
Really?
And they're awesome. Like, there's some really pretty ones, and they last, I think, for a week or two.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd be into that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd really be into that, because, like, I really, like, there are some, like, I don't
momentary
know.
Momentary ink.
Ooh, okay. That's what it's called. Cool. Yeah. I want to check that out.
Because,
like, there are days that I'm like, oh, man, I, like, really would like tattoos right now, but I don't want them every day. Right.
But don't you think that, like, the tattoo people would be, like, dicks about that?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what they think.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I know it's a big part of, you know, obviously it's a culture thing.
I would say
thing.
That my tattoo, like, I do think that for me, part of what I like about my tattoo is the permanency of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like, oh, this is like a charm that I always want to have with me.
I mean, I guess like there is like one that I actually do want to get like a permanent tattoo of. It's like a tribute thing. But like, I don't know. Like, I mean,
they could. Why they should be? They can be used as accessories. Like,
yeah,
why
sure.
not?
Like, some shirts would just look cute with a tattoo.
Yeah,
and you don't want that. Like, okay, that's the thing. You're not gonna get a tattoo, or I'm of the mindset that you shouldn't get a tattoo because you think it looks cute. Like, it should be something that means something to you.
Right.
So that is kind of a good option for when just like, yeah, this would just look cute with a tattoo.
Yeah. Well, I remember I used to do for like dances. I used to, instead of wearing jewelry, I would get like a cool temporary tattoo that I would wear like in place of a jewel or something, because I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, that is
like
cool.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll probably become very like normal as those
technology improves.
I've been reading some sci-fi story like a year or two ago about like, and it was in the future, and like you could change your eye color, like that was the big thing. It's like you could change like your eyes. That was like the
well, that's all gonna happen. It's like I think I've talked about this before, there's in Total Recall, the receptionist, she has like her nails, and she has a little whatever. What is it called? Compact? What is it called when they have all the choices in it?
I think it's a compact, yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. All the colors in there. And she just taps one color and then taps her nails and they all change.
I know.
And I was like, that's so going to happen.
That's what I want.
Yeah. That's going to happen with
fuck
everything.
Your hoverboard. I want that.
Yeah.
That
would be amazing. Right?
Seriously.
Yes.
All that, but I think that's going to happen for everything, like for your eyes and your hair and, so you know.
If well, I mean, something and change the color of my hair.
This all goes back to awesome. We're going to turn into hard drives.
Yeah. We're going to be like holograms.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you tight. Can just change everything.
I mean, we probably won't have to have plastic surgery because we'll just do hologram surgery.
I think holograms cool. is so in our future. Everyone will just project themselves.
My friend that lives in New York, I'll just be able to be like, hey, do you want to just go project ourselves and go have coffee mm-hmm. in Paris? Mm-hmm. And we'll just go be in a virtual reality cafe in Paris.
Either that, or I think before that will be us, you actually physically walking around, but we have a hologram attached to you. Attached so that you does change different. Your eye color or like that projects you had different hair on you and stuff
that
like that.
That projects like an aura around you.
Yeah. I think that'll totally happen.
I wonder if that would help or hurt body issues.
Help.
Well, it depends because if it's like if it could change... If it changes your body, what your body looks like, I don't know.
Yeah, but then, like, are people going to, like, take care of themselves? Like, I mean, like, I don't know.
No.
Yes. I think they would take care of themselves more.
You think?
Yes, absolutely.
No, they wouldn't because they can choose what they project, so they can just choose somebody who looks healthier.
Exactly. I think that would make a shift from fitness being about what you look like to how you feel. So I think instead, I think what makes people get in this really vicious cycle with fitness stuff is that they make it too much about their appearance. Whereas if you just started to realize that, I just feel better when I exercise and eat well.
But I don't think a lot of people have the motivation to change that without the appearance part being a huge part of it. Like if I like knew that I could just eat like shit and forever, I probably would. Like,
but what do you mean that you could without any physical like appearance consequences?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I don't like eating healthy. I like eating crap. Like it's just, yeah. So I know that yes, it would make me feel better, but like when it comes down to the minute, like I don't want to eat that.
So that's ultimately like what motivates you is how you look.
Mm-hmm.
That's also scary too, because then it would also be like, you could project whatever age you are, but then it's like, oh, you're falling in love with somebody that's actually like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
Like
but 30. Maybe that would be good. I mean, that might end things like gender issues and like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be really interesting.
Well, that's kind of like the internet now. It's like, yeah, if you're talking to like someone online who says they're one thing, but they're something else, mm-hmm. and then you meet them and they are just projecting that they're that fake thing. I don't know. That's so weird.
But then are they really, if it's just their appearance, aren't they still the same person? I mean, you still get to have sex with a hologram, right?
That's a
Black Mirror episode where like the person's holograph like glitches.
Yeah,
mid-coitus.
It shows who they really are. Wow, that's a good one.
Such a good idea.
Oh my god!
But you know what I mean? Like, if the hologram doesn't glitch, who cares what's under it?
I mean,
no, that's true.
It's true. Do you really care what's actually? Yeah, what's actually happening there?
Yeah.
Oh man. That's like, yeah, you like show somebody your true self and they're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't even, there are some people in my sexual past who would definitely have horrible inner holograms.
Yeah. What's your inner hologram look like?
That would be funny if that's what happened. Everyone started looking like who they really are.
Yeah.
Like, so like horrible people like looked like fucking like monsters.
That would be cool. Like your soul actually determines your outer appearance.
Whoa.
I would love that.
Yeah. The boy is a monster. It's a great Lady Gaga song.
Wow, that was
that got heady.
Yeah, really. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Heady.
Do you think Santa
heady
would make himself skinnier with Santa's hologram?
Hell no.
No, he's
jolly.
But like he eats like shit all the time.
Yeah.
He just eats cookies and milk.
Yeah.
Santa definitely has diabetes.
I don't know, but I think if you feel better when you're eating cookies and milk, you should eat cookies and milk.
Yeah. Right? No, I agree. Yeah. But like, yeah, I can't do that all the time because...
Well, yeah.
And you're too fat. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's hard, like sugar's a fucking drug. Like we were saying, like sugar is addictive and it's like a shitty drug and like, yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like that means you don't actually feel better when you're eating sugar. Like
No, you definitely, I don't like anymore,
I don't physically
really.
feel feel great. I don't know. I don't. It just depends. But I do like eating bad food. Like I enjoy it.
I don't think that I have. Maybe it's because of all the other shit I put in my body. But I don't feel a big difference when I eat a lot of sugar and when I don't. Like I know a lot of people describe like mood swings and stuff like that.
Oh, I for sure. Yeah, I can feel it like immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even mood swing wise, but just physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure it is affecting me. I'm just not. It's not something that I'm like aware of, like how sugar affects me.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's all.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
What do you guys want Santa to bring you this year?
My aunt emailed me and like asked me for a list, and I was just like, here's a bunch of boring stuff that I haven't bought for myself yet.
It's hard when someone like that asks you that because you don't want to say like what you really want.
Yeah.
Which is like expensive. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I like
fuzzy socks.
I was like, here's a couple of books that I want, but like here's like the stuff that I really want. Like you're not gonna get, like, please don't get me this like $200 backpack that I've been eyeing.
Ooh, like, $200 backpack sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want
a biking backpack.
Is it leather?
It's not leather. It's like a Timbuktu bag that's like got a lot of compartments. Like I want a good one for traveling and like biking around the city. That's like a good one with good straps. Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
About to be 32, no more Jan Sports. That's my it's gonna be my
It's a good resolution.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. That's gonna be mine. No more Jan Sports in 2016.
My resolution. We're not talking about resolutions, but
what you want.
I'm gonna I don't know. I can't think. Nothing jumps to mind immediately. I just want a loving boyfriend, shelter. I don't know what just happened to my voice.
what are you jonesing for this Christmas?
Is someone outside?
I mean, there's a guy across the street.
Okay. Well, let's play Barbara. I really have a fantasy. I doubt this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Are we too late checking out?
I mean, did they give you a time?
No.
Are you sure it's not on the Airbnb? Because it's usually on the page.
This would be really hilarious.
I mean, he just drove by. Like, it's usually on the Airbnb page. It tells you what time you're supposed to check out. They don't tell you automatically.
It just says check out, log up, and put key and mail. But like, it doesn't say a time on here.
Yeah.
It sends us a text that you've departed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're fine. There might be a guest on this episode.
Yeah.
look at the Airbnb page just to be sure, because I mean, they definitely just drove by and I think looked at the house and left, so that might have been them.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, I don't know where to keep this part in here, but
yeah, this is what happens when we do remote episodes.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, are we supposed to be here still? Should we go?
So I've got house rules.
Mm-hmm.
And say check in, check out time anywhere?
No. Your host has not provided a house manual. No. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about the time on here.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if they knock on the door, then we can, we'll figure it out.
Shit, we got to get out of here.
We got to go.
What time is it?
It's 2:15.
Yeah. It's,
it's like definitely after checkout
right.
time.
Where
are we at? Episode
was that wise? A segment?
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Let's end this. Okay, we'll be back.
Okay, we'll be back. All right, guys, we're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara, and this is Lenny.
Meow.
That was perfect.
Lenny, you're on the podcast.
You're a natural
now.
Podcaster.
Great job, Laura Lenny Manuel.
Laura Lenny Manuel. So we got to get out of here because we think
we think we might be getting kicked out.
They're circling.
All right, so let's do a lady problem.
Yeah.
Lady problem.
Cue the
theme
music.
Song.
Lady problems. Hi, ladies. I'm about to begin the search for a new job and could use your help making my cover letter and resume noticeable, fun, and entertaining. Since you are hilarious, talented writers, I figured you'd be able to help me get my act together. Instead of looking for online jobs, what I'm planning to do is email all of my awesome contacts with a personal note basically saying, I'm looking for a new job, tell me if you hear of anything. Then I'm going to list my best qualities, ideal jobs, and attach my resume. Can you give me some ideas on what to write in my letter and or resume that will make me stand out as cool, fun, unemployable person? As a cool, fun, employable person.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some facts. I have 15 years of professional experience and I'm ready to advance, so I'll be looking for upper level management positions. I want to work for a cool organization that does good work. I currently work in higher education and want to make a lateral move upward in another field. My skill set is transferable and I'm confident I can work for other organizations, not just schools. What can I say that will make this clear? I want them to take me seriously and be compelled to help me find something new. Thank you.
You're hired.
You're hired.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think you're, that was pretty clear. Like, you just,
well, I think she just wants tips of like how, what's something like, how do you get someone's attention and look confident and competent? Like, how do you come off? It is kind of hard to finesse that in like a,
yeah,
in like a email where you're kind of saying, hey, keep me in mind for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like she has a lot of natural like writing ability, so it's mm-hmm. not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I would just
Kitty.
Lenny.
Very good point, Lenny. Does she say, is she in a current job right now?
She is currently working right now. And she's just in higher education. Yeah, and she's looking for to move, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would just send out a thing that's like, you know, hey, well, I wanted to, maybe it's like a almost like a newsletter type thing of just like, hey, this is what's going on with me. This is what I'm interested in or in moving to. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing is definitely putting something in the subject line that's going to make someone open that email.
Yeah.
Because if you're emailing busy people, you always want to think about like, okay,
yes,
this is what they're not going to open every email. So what can you put that will?
So I put in like, this is your brother, Derek. Mm-hmm. I'm dying. Found out their brother's name.
Very good advice, Barbara. Yeah.
Do you want to increase the size of your staff? Like, make it all sound...
Me has opportunity.
Yeah.
Make it all like...
dick pill.
Dick pills.
Yeah, make it sound like dick pills. And at least...
yes.
Yeah. That is true. I don't know. I guess if you're sending it to random
people that she knows.
I mean, if it's people they're obviously going to open the email, so I'm not really worried about them not opening it.
Like, if it's someone really busy, I think you still want to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's important, but I don't think they're going to ignore it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They're going to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just like catch up and a, you know.
Catch up / business inquiry for you, whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just like, make it. Like, this is everything that's about to happen. And then just, you know, ask them a question or two, just see how they're doing, like a line of personal stuff, and then kind of get into like, hey, I'm actually like looking, you know, if you see of anything, and compliment them on whatever it is they do.
Oh, that's good. People love, like, especially if you're asking for something, like, because you're so smart about these kind of things.
Yeah, tell them why you're asking them.
Yeah.
I think also, it's a good idea to say like, if, you know, hey, I'd love your to keep me in mind. Like, let me know if you want to, you know, get coffee or something and we can talk about it in person soon. Getting in person thing is really good, I think, for keeping
That's good too.
You in the thoughts of people when stuff comes up.
And then it gives you an opportunity to follow up and say, hey, could we get that cup of coffee?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It gives you a chance to follow up, not just being like, hey, any jobs? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But good luck. You're very, I know you, but yeah, you're very... you're an amazing person, and any company would be lucky to have you.
Yeah. Lenny, what do you say? Let's see if you can hear her purring.
Oh, Lenny.
She's so cute.
All right, we're going to go kidnap this cat. We'll see you guys.
Oh, we're dropping our special Christmas.
Our Christmas album comes out on Christmas Day. Yeah,
enjoy it. Hey, if you want to get us a Christmas present, why don't you leave us some reviews on iTunes?
Oh, yeah.
That would
leave us
awesome.
Some reviews on iTunes, or get your friend a late Christmas present and go buy some of our t-shirts.
Oh yeah, if you have stuff. Friends who are listeners, do that. We truly love you guys. We hope you have a wonderful holiday. Happy belated Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, and enjoy.
Yep. Enjoy.
Bye,
Lenny.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.